This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, vehicles, contractor, rental yard equipment auction featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, forklifts, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open right now, rollerauction.com. Learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. What is that shirt all about? I see a snake. I don't know what that...
It's a
Denver or die.
It's kind of a give me liberty or give me death kind of thing.
So that's your interpretation of it. Snake.
It used to have something on it that is no longer there anymore.
Looks a little faded.
Well, consider who's wearing it. I'm faded myself. It's kind of how it is.
Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, mandatory minicamp today, and the media is going to be out to watch all of it.
Yeah, we get as much as they practice, we'll get to see it. Which is great. I'm looking forward to it. Gives us a totally different kind of view here. No glimpses. We get a little bit of a prolonged look. And how much difference it's supposed to look from OTAs, I think the answer very simply will be not much. I think it'll be very similar. I think that the sessions will be very similar. I think that... It will all have a very familiar look to us, but we get to see it over a more in a continuous fashion, which I think will be good, at least in terms of watching the three quarterbacks operate.
Well, we'll get to the quarterbacks in a minute. Cortland Sutton's going to be out there today. Mm-hmm. I am not suggesting he did not work hard in Florida to stay in shape, but there's a difference between staying in shape and being in football shape.
Yep.
I expect him to be out there. The question is, if you are Sean Payton, how much practice do you have Cortland go through, knowing that this has pulled hamstring written all over it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think he will do team drills and all that, but do you line him up 11 on 11, 7 on 7? Do you have him go through a full practice, really not knowing what type of condition he is in?
I'll bet you he runs red zones. I mean, I would guess that those types of put the ball at the 15, put the ball at the 8, put the ball at the 3. I mean, I would imagine we would see him in those types of situations. I think we'll see a fair amount of Cortland Sutton. He may not be full go, to your point, and it's a good one.
Do you think he should go full go today?
Probably not full go, but and I think that you bring up a good point. I mean, we're in the first second week of June. He needs to just get his feet back on the ground and stuff. But I think that probably before that we see the weekend, we'll see Cortland Sutton in a couple of 11 on 11s or 7-on-7s going fairly hard, I think, probably.
Today or moving forward this week?
By the time that the week is over. And if we see it today, then that would tell me that they were probably in very good communication. Sean indicated that he and Cortland talked, and it sounded to me more than once or twice maybe during this 3-week process. So we'll see.
If you're Cortland, do you want to go full go today?
Probably not necessary.
No, he wants that contract.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't want an injury heading into training camp.
He wants that contract adjustment.
Right.
Which is good verbiage, by the way. It is good verbiage.
Well, but it also tells you where he is at.
Yes. And I think it probably tells you that it's not something or other that is so far gone between the two.
Let's put this into perspective. Let's say, for the sake of argument, and this hasn't happened yet, that you have a bunch of wide receivers who have really, really impressed so far.
Which Sean has said they have.
Okay, Vele has.
Mm-hmm.
Kid from Oregon has not. The only thing that he has really done is get yelled at a lot.
He gets yelled at a lot, but he also does. But if you watch him enough, he'll do one or two things during practice that will make you say, "Okay, I get it."
Tim Patrick hasn't done anything that has really stood out, has he?
He's stayed healthy.
Right.
Which
is an accomplishment.
And when I watched him, I'm such a fan of the guy.
Yep.
That you just want to see him get through things.
Because I think the truth is, this is why Cortland wants guaranteed money. Because if for some reason you have two or three guys who really stand out, what are you keeping Cortland Sutton's salary for? You cut him. Or you trade him.
Yeah.
And then he goes to a team with no guarantees either.
Right.
So he wants assurances that he's going to have some money if indeed they decide to move on from him. But I don't think there have been enough standout performances so far in voluntary OTAs that would lead you to believe that the Broncos are actively shopping or actively picking up the phone for Cortland Sutton.
It's a capable room. That's it. Capable, right? I mean, there hasn't been anything yet. The most impressive guys have been Mims on a deep ball from Stidham, Kroll on a deep ball from Stidham.
He's a tight end, though.
And then other than that, yeah, he didn't look like a tight end on that play, I'll tell you that much.
But you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. Absolutely. But other than that, Vele has been... You notice Vele every practice.
He's still a rookie.
Totally. I'll give you that. But you are noticing him...
By the way, is Vele playing with the first team much?
I'd have to... Yes, he's had some reps there.
Okay.
Yes. He's had some. I'd have to look at my notes exactly, but I would say right now, Sean, I think is, and this may be posturing, especially with Cortland not at OTAs, he's gone out of his way to compliment the receiving room. I watched the receiving room in my very limited time. Take it for what it's worth. It seems to be a capable receiving room.
That is the nicest backhand compliment you can give someone.
That's exactly right.
They're capable.
And that is how I meant it.
As far as the quarterbacks go, I don't see any real changes.
Nope.
Do you?
Nope. I really don't.
Each guy's going to get a day. It's probably going to be the same number of reps. Hey, Zach, this is your last chance to really show us something.
Yeah.
Or else there's going to be some changes in training camp.
Zach was better. You caught Zach on a horrible day.
Well, but even so, it's easy to see his arm talent.
Yes, it is.
The ball pops out of his hand.
Yep, no question.
And it explodes into the wide receiver.
He's uncertain though still, and I'm not sure how quickly he processes.
He doesn't. That's been his problem.
That has been a problem.
And that's why he's not a great fit for Sean Payton.
Yeah.
He needs a guy with a processor.
Yes. It's going to be Bo Nix.
I think so, too.
It's going to be Bo Nix.
And again, you and I are going to disagree with this today and through the summer and when training camp starts.
Because it will be an issue.
If Bo Nix is your guy, you give him as many reps possible without, for lack of a better phrase, without sacrificing Stidham as the backup. And that's how, to me, you need to look at it. Give Stidham enough, you know, give him enough food so he doesn't go hungry, but don't give him too much. Give the lion's share of the dog bowl to the guy you expect to be your big dog.
Let me ask you something.
Why don't you ask me after the break? But ask me the question, and then let's go into break as a tease.
I want to know from you in what world Zach Wilson could work out for the Broncos and what it would look like.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull a Bruce Hurdle and give you my answer right now.
Good.
Just so I wreck the entire next segment. We'll talk about this next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And then he started acting.
Pretty good.
He's a pretty good crossover actor.
Yeah, no, he is.
Musician to actor.
Talented dude, man.
He is.
Talented family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would say so. Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there is an auction for mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you are dealing with one of these issues, hair loss, you need to lose some weight, you got major joint pain, you can do that all under one roof, and that's through my friend John at Beyond Stem Cells. Their reviews are amazing. I work with them. I've dropped about 15 pounds. I feel fantastic. My friend Carl Mecklenburg, you know who he is, right? He's been dealing with joint pain when he played, since he has played. He goes to Beyond Stem Cells for stem cell therapy on his joints, and he swears by stem cell therapy, but he has decided to go to Beyond Stem Cells. If you're dealing with hair loss, I wish I qualified for stem cell therapy. Instead, like an idiot, I went under a knife. They cut in the back of my head. It didn't work for a hair transplant, and now I don't even qualify for it. I wish I knew about Beyond Stem Cells before I went through that procedure, which was expensive, and it was beyond uncomfortable. Mm. So for hair loss, you get stem cell therapy. It's not uncomfortable at all, and it's half the price. So if you check any of these boxes, I would highly recommend going to Beyond Stem Cells. Check them out online at beyondstemcellsdenver.com, beyondstemcellsdenver.com, or give them a call at 1-833-720-STEM, 1-833-720-STEM. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
What was that highly provocative question you asked me going into the break about Zach Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Sean Payton thought enough of him to go get him. And he's a bargain basement at $2.5 million. But he's also a guy that was the second pick in the draft. You know that there is some level of intrigue with Sean in his quarterback whispering way, even though he's got this project in Bo Nix going.
Well, but, remember, it was Zach Wilson before he knew he had Bo Nix.
Right. Yeah, there was no guarantee he was going to get Bo Nix. But, so how do you see that playing out? It would be very easy to kind of scrap heap him. But do you see a scenario under which he becomes the backup and Stidham is the guy out?
No.
No chance.
I don't. But okay. But I'm going to use a food analogy for Zach Wilson. I know that you do not eat red meat.
No.
But let's say for the sake of argument, you wanted a sirloin, which is not a top cut of meat.
Okay.
But you have a hankering for a sirloin. Then you go in there and you see that it is $7.99 a pound and you just don't want to spend the money on it. But then as you're digging through the meat section, you see a sticker that says Manager's Special. You know what that means? You got about a day to eat it before you get botulism. Okay?
Okay.
Zach Wilson had the label Manager Special on him. Mm. Yeah, maybe it's something, and I don't have a lot of time to probably really groom this guy, and sirloin's really not a great cut of meat, but it is cheaper. The end of the day, the timing of the move was not an accident. They really wanted him. They would have made a trade earlier. It's not like the Jets were probably asking for a ton.
According to them, they've worked about a month and a half on that trade.
I don't understand why the Jets even needed a month and a half.
Right.
Nobody was offering them really probably much of anything. Yeah. Yes. Is he intriguing? Yes, he is. But he doesn't have, and we have seen it on the field already, he doesn't make quick decisions.
No. Okay? He doesn't do that.
And that is a high priority for Sean Payton. Maybe he thinks he can speed up the processor for Zach Wilson. How did speeding up the processor for Russell Wilson work out?
And you know the thing about Bo Nix?
And Russell Wilson is a far superior quarterback to Zach Wilson.
Yes, without question.
Right.
You are absolutely right. One thing about Bo Nix, well, there's a few things about Bo Nix, but there is one thing that is undeniable. He gets rid of the damn football, man. He gets rid of it. You do not see him even now. I think I've had one delay mark for him. One where he was maybe a little late getting it out of there. But by and large, that dude gets rid of the football. Now, does he get rid of the football successfully? Can he do it downfield? When guys get going around in training camp and pads are on and all kinds of things, we'll have to wait and see. But the one thing that has impressed me about, two things have impressed me about Bo Nix. He clearly has a processor. Clearly has a processor. And he just gets rid of it quickly. That's a pretty good start if you're going to be Sean Payton's quarterback. There's a lot more that goes to it than that. We are nowhere near the full installs. So that's a long way down the road still. But those are two things that I think Sean Payton, every day he goes to look in at film, says, ah, okay, which he didn't see last year, right? Clearly. Now, whether that's enough to tip scales or not, how much this thing really is a competition, that's up to Sean to figure out. But when push comes to shove at the end, I think it's going to be Bo Nix.
I know I'm going to get a bunch of Lockheads upset with me. Drew Lock is a little bit better version of Zach Wilson. Strong arm, athletic enough, clearly. And Drew Lock didn't have much of a processor either. And what do I mean by that? I mean going through progressions. Let's go back to when Drew Lock was in his heyday. And quite frankly, it is nothing more than a snapshot. That's when Rich Scangarello was here. Rich Scangarello, let's divide a field into thirds for the sake of argument. Drew Lock was good at focusing on a third of the field, where basically all of his wide receivers are in that third in his eyesight. Unfortunately, you know, they're not all in the same area. One is 20 yards down the field, one is 3 yards down the field, one is, you know, 12 yards down the field, but it's all in his line of sight. What Drew Lock was not good at was his processor, progressing through his reads. So Scangarello made it as easy for him as possible. And that's why his numbers look pretty good. But the problem is, something like that is not sustainable at the NFL level when they figure out this guy's only throwing to one third of the field. Once he locks on, no pun intended, that side or in the middle or on the other side, the ball's going to be going there. That's where the ball's going to be going. For Zach Wilson, I don't even know if you can design an offense for a third of the field and he can still execute it.
The one thing that Zach Wilson, well, the thing that always drove me crazy about Drew Lock was throwing off his back foot. I mean, he had bad feet too. On top of a slow processor, he a lot of times just wasn't in great position to throw. And I don't know if that's just a function of guys with really strong arms because they can make throws and the ball gets there quickly, even with bad footwork. Although in the NFL, that's not a great idea because guys cover and their recovery speed is so dangerous.
I'm going to give you as much of an apples to apples as I can about someone I know. He was a young man at the time. He started swimming when he was 12 years old.
Okay.
And he matured at a young age at about 10, 10 and a half. So he was, while not tall, he was strong and he was muscular. Okay. And when he was competing against 12-year-olds in the pool, he could literally out-muscle many of them. He was a new swimmer, but he was able to out-muscle them. The problem for this particular kid was this. Because he was stronger than all of the other kids, not particularly tall, he really didn't want to learn technique. Mm-hmm. Now, as those other 12-year-olds matured and grew and learned good technique, and the kid who was 12 and muscular did not want to learn the technique, he eventually got wasted in the pool by those kids as he got older because he never learned the technique to become a great swimmer. That is Drew Lock. That was Zach Wilson. Because their arm is so strong, I don't need to learn the technique. My arm will take care of all of it. And it doesn't.
No, not in this league.
No.
Period.
Because the windows are so tight.
So tight.
And then what do? You don't have the proper footwork, and you think you can zip it in.
Yeah.
Into double or triple coverage, But because your footwork isn't as good, while you can zip it in with your arm, you'd be zipping it in even faster if your footwork was correct, if your technique was good.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge to have the entire package. So, it'll be very interesting here over the next, well, for me, it'll be interesting. But as we pointed out, I'm an in the weeds guy. So I like in the weeds stuff at practice. And that's why the next 3 days will be very interesting for me.
Coming up after the break, interesting article from CBS Sports. Chris Traprasso wrote an article titled Second Year NFL Players Prime for a Breakout Season. He listed six guys. There's one Bronco on the list. Who is it? That's next. Trip down to Baton Rouge, and I love a six string with stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman today. Vehicles, contractor, and rental yard equipment auction featuring many electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, a forklift, skid steers, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
CBS Sports' Chris Traprasso wrote an article titled Second-Year NFL Players Primed for a Breakout Season, put six guys on his list, including Marvin Mims. I'll just read you the end of what he wrote. Mims has the explosiveness and flashed enough in year one to have earned starting slot duties in his second professional year. I expect big things. I'm guessing you are expecting big things.
Yeah.
What do big things numbers look like to you, barring injury?
Give me 50 some odd receptions. Give me 700 plus yards. That kind of thing would be a very nice jump.
And touchdowns
could be even more. Six, maybe something like maybe
yards, you know, per catch.
I would like him to be, well, let's see, what's 55? Give me about 12 and a half yards a catch, something like that, maybe.
It's funny. If I had to write down the question I asked you, I would have been in the same ballpark except for one category.
Okay.
And that would have been yards per catch.
Gotcha.
I would say about 15 yards per catch.
That'd be great.
14 to 15 yards per catch because... he's a yak guy.
Yes, he is.
So I would expect more yards per catch, but I would have gone about 50 to 60 catches.
Yeah.
I would have gone about 700 to 800 yards, about five touchdowns. But his yards per catch, I think, should be higher. But let's be completely honest here. He's likely going to be playing with a first-year quarterback. So his numbers would be stunted a little bit, I think, because of that. However, because Bo Nix makes quick decisions and you have Mims bursting over the middle, then that should fit right into Peyton and Nix's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I think he will get opportunities. And this is when, like these next few days, when you get to see quarterbacks all the time, you can start to get a little sense for who they like. You know, I mean, you can start to see who they look for, who they're more comfortable,
right,
who's the guy that can bail them out, or who's the guy that gives them the best chance to be explosive. Whatever it is, there you're looking for, and it probably won't come until training camp. But
he's kind of opened the door, but keep going.
Well, I mean, because the nature of the drills will be different come training camp. But I do think that you can start to develop a confidence with a particular guy fairly early on.
I know that you and I have a disagreement about the number of reps that Nick should have even starting today, beginning of training camp. I know we have a disagreement on that, but you just brought up a point that I have been trying to make, which is give Nick's the lion's share with the first team and the lion's share of the reps for the reason that you just laid out. Build a comfortable relationship with your wide receivers because you want to know what they do best, vice versa. Let Nick's throw to Mims with the first team as many times as possible and stop wasting them on Zach Wilson. And even to a small point, Jarrett Stidham. Play Nick's exclusively with the first team and then give Stidham some first team reps and whatever is left over, with all due respect to Zach Wilson, let's see how you do. Maybe your processor speeds up a little bit, but it's going to have to do it with the second or third team. Let Nick's build these type of relationships with Sutton and Mims. Let's microwave it as quickly as we can and stop wasting it with the third team. Because honestly, I'm not going to name a name, but let's say you have a guy who's clearly going to be on the edge of even making the team, or he's going to be your sixth or seventh wide receiver. If that sixth or seventh wide receiver is getting significant playing time anyway, you've got big problems. So let Nick's do that as quickly as he can with his top guys. Stop running him with the third team.
Okay.
I don't want them to all get it.
All right.
That's my point.
Yeah. So I can engage in this and we can continue to stonewall disagree with one another,
right,
which I think is kind of at this point swimming upstream.
Yep.
But I do think that Bo Nix will get the proper amount of reps according to Sean Payton. What I think is probably not important in this regard, because this is, and we'll go back to this on many occasions, this is where Sean Payton has planted his flag. It's incumbent upon him, and he knows this better than anyone, to have him as ready to go as quickly as he can possibly get him there.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
All eight teams that advance to the College World Series come from either the SEC or the ACC. And how many Grand Slam titles will Carlos Alcaraz win in his career? That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks.
Days since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't.
forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, vehicles, contractor, rental yard equipment auction, featuring mini electric cars, boats, mowers, an expandable house, skid steers, a forklift, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, the College World Series field of eight is set, and all eight teams come from either the SEC or the ACC. The SEC has four teams with Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Florida. And the ACC also has four teams, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida State, and North Carolina State. Would you like to see more conferences represented in the College World Series, or do you not mind the SEC and ACC taking up all eight spots?
Well, yeah, I don't mind it as long as they can earn it. I mean, there are plenty of teams that are in there from all kinds of different conferences. They just don't excel. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You've got the SEC and ACC are primarily warm spot programs. They have an inherent advantage with the weather that they get to play in throughout the course of the season. And obviously, there's a lot of emphasis on springtime baseball, and they do a good job. So go beat them. That's it. I mean, that's the remedy. Go beat them.
This is a year where it's dominated by two conferences.
Right.
But there were plenty of years where it was Wichita State, Wichita State, Wichita State, always in the College World Series.
Won the national championship in 1989 yesterday. What was it, 35 years ago?
But they were with Gene Stevenson.
Oh, yeah, they were there all the time.
And I'm not saying this to butter your muffin.
Oh, not
at
all.
Because you used to cover this team, but they were always a powerhouse in baseball under Gene Stevenson.
Played in the national championship game in 1982, won it in 89, were in the Final Four in 88, went to the national championship game in 1991 and 93. Yeah, they had a pretty good run, no question about it.
All right, just in case you missed it, on Sunday morning, 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz outlasted Alexander Zverev in five sets to win the French Open, becoming the youngest man to win Grand Slam titles on all surfaces. Well, the battle lasted 4 hours and 19 minutes, and this title sits alongside Alcaraz's U.S. Open victory in 2022 and last year's Wimbledon. He's now the seventh player to win a Slam event on all three surfaces. How many Grand Slam titles do you think Alcaraz will win over the course of his career?
Well, he's the preeminent player coming up right now, right? I mean,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, who's better than this guy right now? So, I mean, he doesn't even have a Federer for Nadal or a Nadal for Federer right now, right? As far as I can tell. But he's a pleasure to watch, man. I love the way he gets after it. And I'm not usually a clay guy, but I paid a little attention to that on Sunday. Fun guy to watch. More power to him. He's going to be in the mix. He's going to be in the Federer, Nadal, Sampras kind of mix. Djokovic kind of mix.
Here's the thing that is so encouraging for his career is that he has shown at a young age that he can win on all three surfaces, which opens up a boatload of potential majors for him. The one surface that John McEnroe could not win on was clay.
Yep.
So you took the French Open off his ledger when it came to how many, you know, majors is this guy going to win. Now you have Djokovic and Federer and Nadal who could win on any surface, which opened it up.
Good way.
We had this conversation yesterday about Tiger Woods. Who were the contemporaries around him that really challenged him for majors? Mickelson was very, very good Hall of Fame golfer, but he was not Watson, Player, and
Trevino right
back for Jack Nicklaus.
Sure.
So is he going to be more of a Mike Tyson where he just dominates and knocks you out, okay? Or is he going to be more of a Larry Holmes where he held the title for a lot of years with no contemporaries?
Good question.
Ali, again, Foreman, Frazier, Ernie Shavers, whoever. Larry Holmes didn't have those guys. Tiger Woods knocked everybody out like Mike Tyson. However, who really did he really have a Scottie Scheffler? And the answer is no. Tiger Woods did not have a Scottie Scheffler constantly nipping at his heels.
Yeah, as good as Mickelson was, and Mickelson was great, great.
The problem for Mickelson was he was way too aggressive, and he blew a number of majors because he always felt he could hit that shot.
Yeah.
And at times he would blow up.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, just in case you missed it, New York Giants tight end Darren Waller is calling it a career at age 31. He said a health scare he experienced last November gave him clarity about his life. Waller was traded to the Giants from the Raiders for a third rounder in March of 2023. He spent five seasons with the Raiders, had a pair of 1,000-yard receiving seasons, and made the Pro Bowl in 2020. His best year, 107 catches for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns. The Giants had known for some time that Waller might retire. Any thoughts on Darren Waller calling it a career?
I cheer for the guy because of where he's come from. His story is well known. He's had to battle a lot of things, some of them self-induced. But he seems to have gotten past that and really put himself in a good position to move on in life, which I'm really happy for him. I think it's absolutely great. Still relatively young at age 31. Does he have his health? We hope so. He has what he feels is a burgeoning music career. I wish him the best of luck with that. I will say this. For a couple, 2-3 years, he was as hot as any tight end in the NFL. I mean, that dude was an absolute bona fide baller. More power to him.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers not at mandatory minicamp. Unexcused absence.
Ooh.
Maybe he's considering a vice presidential run.
That's passed him by, hasn't it?
Not necessarily. I don't know. I don't know if John F. Kennedy Jr. has picked a partner yet.
Is it Robert Kennedy?
Robert Kennedy, whatever.
It's one of the Kennedys.
The black sheep.
The black sheep of the family.
He is as Negro as it gets.
He is not allowed anywhere near Nantucket.
No, not really. Not really.
All right, just in case you missed, last one here. The producers of Drive to Survive, the Formula One Netflix series, will be producing a new NHL behind-the-scenes docuseries that will debut this fall. Players followed include Connor McDavid, Matthew Tkachuk, Jacob Trouba, Leon Draisaitl, David Pastrnak, Jeremy Swayman, Quinn Hughes, Jack Eichel, William Nylander, Philip Forsberg, and Gabriel Landeskog. So you have the stars with McDavid, Pastrnak, Tkachuk, and Draisaitl. You have the tough guy Enforcer in Trouba, and then the goaltender in Swayman. Would this new NHL docuseries interest you?
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so, because I will tell you this, I am not a Formula One guy at all.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
I tried to watch it. I just couldn't get into it.
I watched a little of it. It was so well done that the process was intriguing of the way that it was done, and that makes me interested in how they're going to do this for hockey, which I actually am interested
in. I wish McKinnon was on that list.
Me too. Because so badly.
Just because of his personality.
Yeah, me too. Yes, I will give that a look. I think it'll be interesting.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Great job today, guys. Gordon and Alex, same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking about day one of minicamp.
We'll have plenty to talk about, I'm sure.
Make it the best possible day you can.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture.
and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.